Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop, and Dr. Jill Hubbard's back after her illness. She's with us here again for the first time. We're glad she's here, and we're glad you're here. Join us at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. It's a great day for New Life.
I really appreciate your program.
We married a little over 19 years, but exactly a year ago, I committed adultery.
So basically, I have a choice between living a celibate life by myself or going to hell.
What happens is when God's structures aren't kept in place, then things kind of get upside down.
There may need to be another church split. You may need to split and find a church that has an active children's minister versus saying something like we're uncomfortable being around a mom and a daughter.
It seems like there's a real disconnect between how she sees things and how you see things.
There's not much that's honorable in her. Maybe the only thing you can honor her for is for giving you life.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop.
Hey, Stephen.
Hello, Dave. And Dr. Jill Hubbard.
Hi, Steve. It's good to be back.
Yeah, thanks. I'm so glad you're here. You just bailed on us right in the middle of the show. You were so sick.
I know. The walls were spinning, and I had to leave. So I am glad to be back. It was no fun being sick.
And you were down for 5 days.
Five days in bed. Wow. Yes, really knocked me flat.
Wow. Well, we prayed for you. We prayed for
Thank
Jan too.
So
she
much.
Doing okay, Dave?
She's doing great. Yeah,
good.
All the margins were clear, and it's still only stage one. And it's just really very positive. We're just
That's
grateful to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us today. No matter where you are, we're glad you're with us. And I want to start the hour by talking about two things we've got coming up. One is our Women in the Battle this weekend in San Jose. And that's going to be an amazing time. We just started hearing from people, and Jill was part of this, mm-hmm. that we needed to do something for these women who
yes.
were attached to a man struggling with or dealing with sexual integrity, even and especially the ones coming home saying, okay, you know, here's what I was involved with and confessing all of these things. And they needed some help. They needed some healing. So
yeah.
we're doing it.
There just hasn't been enough out there for women. And I think, you know, they finally get their husband to admit the truth and to get some help. And then they're not prepared for how it impacts them. And
right.
really do need
mm-hmm.
something to come alongside them.
Well,
definitely.
We're really excited about it. And, you know, if you have struggled with a man, whether it's your boyfriend, husband, whatever, we really want you to come, and it's this weekend, and it's a great place for healing and a great place just to be able to express how you feel and be heard by other folks. You know, that's the main thing, just to be heard and appreciated for what you've been through, where somebody understands. That's what we want to do for you. So call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Also, coming up is our Every Man's Battle 2.0. That's for all of our alumni. And it would be especially nice if those folks who, you know, that have been through and maybe you've struggled a little bit, this would be a great, great opportunity for you to come along and kind of get a little refresher there and upgrade the recovery process. And that's coming up, and we hope that you'll look into that. If you have been to Every Man's Battle before, it's called Every Man's Battle 2.0. That's just for you. So a couple of things. Just wanted to mention those right off the bat. And also mention that this Thursday, my daughter and I are on Wheel of Fortune, where you'll get to see us lose while we bonded greatly. And I want to stress what a fun, amazing experience it was. Of course, until we lost, but it was really a great time. And if you'd like to see us or me humiliate myself on national television, that would be this Thursday.
Hmm.
At least we weren't on Jeopardy or something where we could have really done some damage to our show. That would have been really bad.
Wow.
All right. We're glad you're with us. 1-800-229-3000. That's the number to call. And after this program, next hour, we're going to do a program on forgiveness. It'll be a Focus Friday program that we're taping for a Friday. So if you've got a call about forgiveness, you can call us in an hour.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
Hey, we are back. Steve Artiburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop. He's the author of Forgiving the Unforgivable, a wonderful book. Dr. Jill Hubbard, the author of The Secrets Women Keep. And let's go right to our phones here. Let's talk with Lisa from Cambridge, Massachusetts, W-E-Z-E. Hello there. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Good. How could we help today?
Okay. Well, I'm calling regarding an issue that I've been going through for some time now. It's been about a year and a half, about 6 months after my mother passed away.
Okay.
And I've been having like a lot of issues with my hair. I'm not sure whether it's something that's because of stress and anxiety that has built up throughout that time. She had passed away from colon cancer in 2009. And prior to that, it was a very stressful situation just with her passing and just a lot of family issues that has taken place. Not close with my dad at all, probably because of the season. And so about 4 months after she passed, I start my hair started thinning out quite a bit. And I've never had hair issues. My hair has always been very healthy, very long. And I'm not sure what's going on. I don't really know what to really do at this point. I've seen the dermatologist. They took me under a blue light, and nothing came up in terms of it.
So it's not psoriasis?
Having alopecia. So I'm not sure what it is that I have or if it's an emotional thing, but it's been very stressful period. My health has declined a lot since her health or when she was diagnosed with a cancer in early 2008. So I'm not sure if it's something that you could provide some advice or help with. I've been wanting to call this line for some time and kind of happy that I got through.
Well, we're so sorry that you're having to go through that.
Hey, Lisa, when you're under that kind of stress you're describing, what our bodies does
yes.
is it releases stress hormones, histamines, cortisol, and things like that into our system. Adrenaline and they build up in our system. And when you talk about the kind of stress you've had, you know, over a period of a couple of years, that means that stuff is all really built up. There's a couple things you can do. One of them is to exercise, to walk, and you don't have to do, you know, harsh exercise, just some good, 30 minutes a day for, 4 days a week would do it. The other thing that I would really encourage you to do is just to spend some time in meditation. We neglect that. And we had a program a while back with Bill Moss where we talked about the importance of meditation. And what's interesting is that when the brain scientists who are doing this incredible research in the last 20 years on how our brains work. Without exception, every one of them says one of the healthiest things we can do for our brain and then for our whole body system is to meditate, and to meditate 5 to 10 minutes a day. And what I think as a Christian you do is you just take a passage of Scripture and you just chew on it and think about it for 20 minutes or for 10 minutes and concentrate on your breathing, just breathe. And I think if you did that on a daily basis, you would find that you would stop the progress of this and probably even turn it around.
Okay.
So
That so much has happened with my health. Like, it's just like the moment that she was diagnosed with the cancer, like, I went through, like, many different, I mean, I've never had all these health issues popping up all at the same time, yeah. which is what started happening.
But that's, it's, well, really, and it's very predictable.
Now, it's, like, been a health decline and trying to get myself back into health. I can't sleep. Yeah. Only like sleep my 3 to 4 hours nowadays. Mm-hmm. It's yeah. very stressful.
So Lisa, look at the timing, right, of yes. when all this is happening to you. One of the yes. most significant people in your life, you know, was undergoing a major illness and then passed away. That is a huge loss, and it's almost beyond words.
Mm-hmm.
But your body is screaming out all that you're feeling. And so I think, you know, Dave is talking about a spiritual practice and a way of slowing yourself down. You know, we get going at such a frenzy, especially when you're caring for someone, that we neglect ourselves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your world's been turned upside down. It would also be a good time to get into therapy. I've had patients who have had itching problems, and, you know, once they got into therapy, the itching subsided.
Okay.
So, because you need a place to kind of talk through all this stuff that you have been holding inside. Because now it's literally coming through your pores.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the good news is, Lisa, that you can assume that it is stress-related. And stress-related things can be changed.
Right.
You change what you do, the way you do them, you do the meditation, you get some therapy, you start to change the way your brain's working, the anxiety goes down. But let's just say it isn't stress-related, you're going to be living a better life anyway because you take the time to settle down and do the stress reduction stuff that all of us need to be doing.
Right. Well, and you do both. You have to address the symptoms. You know, if there are medications or ointments or things that you know, a doctor can prescribe. But, you know, that's an external thing. That yeah. You have to work on yes. the internal stuff because it's coming from the inside.
Yes. This is how with a lot of it's not finding much answers. It's almost like with my nurse practitioner, she really thinks like it's stress-related. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, for me, like when you're seeing that stuff like coming out, especially with your hair as a woman, it's
right.
really difficult to see that because, you know, my mom, she also lived a very stressful life, and, you know, she started having very similar symptoms of an itchy scalp several years, you know, before she was diagnosed with cancer.
Mm.
And granted, I've gotten all kinds of testing done with colon, and which is what she passed away from. So I've been kind of clear, but it's like all these things that, you know, that showed up around the same time she was diagnosed because I was like the main caretaker.
Right.
And it just, so the same way when she was, and I had all this health decline, and it's just not getting any answers with the doctors. I don't know what to do, or
were you at times,
the connections are not being made.
Yeah, were you and your mom very close?
We were really close.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes when we're really close to someone, when we're, you know, almost enmeshed with them, we can develop similar things, similar symptoms. Mm-hmm. Also, you have a similar body chemistry, perhaps, mm-hmm. to your mom.
Yeah.
But if you've been going to all these doctors, it's time to do some internal work. It's time
yeah.
to slow down, as Dave was saying.
And when they say it's stress, there's no pill you can take
right,
for that.
Right, for stress. You know. Yeah. You've got to do the exercise. And
what the exercise will do is kind of clear out those stress hormones. Because
mm-hmm.
Sleep is supposed to do that, but you're not sleeping. So that's antagonizing the whole thing. But when you exercise, and again, it doesn't have to be strenuous. You know, just, a 20-30 minute walk. And walk at a pace that if you were walking with someone, you were walking fairly fast, but you still hold a conversation. That's what they suggest. That will clear things out. But then the meditation is what's going to really calm your spirit inside.
Mm-hmm.
And God will use that in some really incredible ways as well. But it has a physiological
yeah. right, right.
result that you'll be pleased with.
I heard someone say, look, just walk for 20 minutes like you're in a hurry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do it once a day, it's great. Do it twice a day, it's even better. All right.
You don't even have to break a sweat. Just be in a hurry.
Yeah. Let me send her walking into walls. I hope that will help you. And, boy, there is a wonderful chart there on how we get out of these ruts, how we move into from being stuck into something and getting the freedom that we're looking for, walking into walls. Let's go to Mike from Raleigh, North Carolina, Sirius Satellite Radio. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
Short version is I just heard y'all's radio program for the first time about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And was kind of turned on to the Everyman's Battle and called in, and she emailed me some information about one of the conferences and downloaded the book and read it in 2 days. And I think that I've kind of determined myself that I, you know, probably have a sex addiction, and I travel about 150 nights a year, and I'm kind of on the road by myself, and I'm just struggling, and I'm just kind of lost and don't really know where to turn. I've been on the internet for the last week just trying to find like a support group or somewhere to just go and start this recovery process, and I just haven't had very good luck, and I just didn't know what advice you guys might could give me, especially from the book I read, which was phenomenal, feeling like you guys had been there before. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, having a sex addiction and being on the road 150 nights would be kind of like being a bacteria in a petri dish. You're just right there ready to grow. And
grow the wrong way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's been difficult.
It's very, very hard. And I don't know that you can do it. I don't know that you can get better with the sex addiction unless you've got at least one guy that's helping you while you're on the road, where you guys are talking every time you're on the road, every night, checking in with each other. I think you do need to go to the workshop. And then after the workshop, you'll probably need to go to some meetings. So it is a sacrifice to give up that addiction. It's not an easy thing. I wish it was. But once you go through that process, you don't just give up the addiction. You get yourself back. You start to grow in character and develop the maturity that you have. Now, are you married?
Yeah, it's a disaster right now. I actually admitted to my wife about 3 weeks ago that I'd had an affair, and she's asked me to leave, and my whole world's unraveled in the last 3 weeks, to be honest.
Okay. Wow. Well, see, now, the only way you're going to get her back is for her to see you do some things you've never done before.
Something drastic.
Yeah. Like go get help, get accountability, go to a men's Bible study, figure it out, tell her, you know, do things on the road that are different. And it's not going to be quick that you're going to win her back. But here again, if you win her back, it's going to be that way. If you don't win her back, you're going to be a better man, able to face the fact that you may be involved in a divorce that can be devastating.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you have
that's the struggle right now, is wanting to change for me, not to change just to get her back.
Well, yeah. You know what?
That's the best way.
That's the right motivation.
But look, do this, Mike. Change for you, but if you're not going to change for you, then change to try to get her back. In other words,
regardless, change.
Well, change, no matter what, and then as you're changing, you can deal with the motives and other things when you get a little sobriety under your belt there. But best to change for yourself.
Change for yourself, but keep her informed.
That's what I'm trying to do. But I think the difficulty here is I just feel like what you're saying, it's just an everyday struggle. I mean, when you've been doing something for 23, 24 years, that is so dark, and you're trying to get over it and get through it, and you know, Satan's working overtime on me right now in these hotel rooms by myself, and, you know.
That's why you have to do drastic changes. And who have you told besides your wife now and us?
I haven't told anybody that I think that I have a sexual addiction. I've told a close friend, you know, that we were going through some marital problems, and I did admit to her that, you know, that I, you know, had been...
You admitted
unfaithful, but
okay. This is a guy friend or a girlfriend?
Yeah, it's a guy friend.
Okay.
But, I mean, we don't really talk about like these deep, like, you know, deep things. He's a friend.
Well, this is the biggest thing in your life right now, so he's not really much of a friend if you're not sharing the deepest, darkest part of your life. Well, that's
right.
What you need.
So, Mike, you need to find a friend that you say, "Can we meet every week? Will you be my accountability partner? I need to share some things with you that are, you know, that I've kept secret. You know,
right.
Is that something you would be willing to do?" And
yeah, I would be willing to do that, but it's just a matter of finding somebody who's on the same path and who's got a Christian mind and wants to support you in that.
Okay, Mike.
You know, and I feel like...
Hey, Mike, if you go to the Everyman's Battle weekend, you will meet a bunch of guys that you'll be able to keep in touch with, call. You know, you get five or six of the guys from there. You got somebody you can call each night when you're on the road and talk for a while and just kind of encourage each other. So there's a great context, and then you learn the principles as well for staying on the right path.
Well, Mike, it is exactly for guys like you who are facing an impossible task. You go to the weekend. You learn some tools that make it less impossible. You connect with guys like Dave is saying. You've got the support. It changes everything. And you're going to see that this isn't so impossible, and you're going to meet some people, the therapists there and those that present, who've been dealing with this successfully. So hold on. Well, I'm going to get you to that workshop.
I wish I was who you think I am. The one you thought you married, the ideal husband, the amazing dad, the great lover. But my mind is filled with darkness, with images that I can't erase. I want so desperately to be the man you dreamed of, the man I know I can be. I am terrified to talk to you about this, but I want to. I need to. I want us to be close just as badly as you do. Can I talk to you? Can we be totally honest and know that we love each other enough to be open?
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Everyman's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help. I want help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We are back, and really great talking with Mike there, because he's saying, hey, I think I have this, versus talking with somebody who's calling saying somebody's accusing me of having a sexual addiction problem. I know it's not that bad.
He is the perfect candidate for
Every Man's Battle.
Yep, that's right.
Mm-hmm. He's just right in the right spot.
All right, let's go to Renee, calling from Los Angeles, California, listening on KKLA. Hi there.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Good morning. It's morning out here.
Well, yeah, I'm at our home away from home, WQME, in Anderson, Indiana. It's afternoon here, wherever.
But it's morning.
It's morning for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, how can we help you?
Hey, okay, so I've called before. It sounds like Henry Cloud is there and Jill Hubbard.
No, it's Dr. Dave Stoop.
Dave Stoop.
No? Okay. But I called before, Steve, and I was the young lady where I spoke about clergy, spiritual and sexual abuse, and I was calling about just the right steps to take, because I was thinking about going to the police, and and you guys gave me some great advice, and I did talk to the leadership first and try to get them to do something, and that failed, and I did go to the police, and I feel like nothing's being done because the police, they don't really see it as a criminal, like a criminal act. It was sexual abuse. This pastor used his role to get close to me physically, would do different experiments to help me grow and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
I'm just feeling really angry right now.
Yeah.
And the fact that you know, the leadership is not doing anything, and it's not just me. There's six other women, and it's not just the sexual abuse. It's the spiritual abuse, and the whole church is split up. So my question is, like, I really feel upset, and I don't know, just trying to keep it together, and mm-hmm. just want to know, like, how am I supposed to, like, how to process this anger? Am I processing it the right way? Sometimes I feel like I just want to go off on someone or curse mm-hmm. somebody out, or just really, I don't know, just make a big stink out of it so somebody can see the seriousness of this.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, I'm just really struggling with the anger and the pain and really getting people to hear us and hear what I've gone through and hear what the other women have gone through and take it seriously. This guy is unrepentant. People are still in contact with this pastor. He has not apologized to the church. And everybody's scattered and hurting, nobody's saying anything.
All right, let's see what Dave and Jill.
Is it an independent church, Renee, or is it tied to a denomination?
It's a non-denominational.
Okay, that's part of the issue, because there's no hierarchy that you can go to beyond the leadership. Yeah, you know, there. If you know the other six women, you can kind of become a support to each other, Yeah, there's some websites of women who have, and I don't know what they are, but because I've forgotten. But there's of women who have been caught up in affairs with pastors, with clergy, and they are. It's a support system, and you know, you can search the internet for those, and they're Christians, and that becomes another part of what can be supportive for you as well. You need that, but I would get together with the other six women, and not to strategize how to get rid of them, but to be a support to each other.
Have you thought about organizing the other women mm-hmm. together?
We have, actually. We have been talking together and processing, and it helps when I hear those stories, because mm-hmm. I didn't know while he was, you know, doing things with me, this was going on as well, and I was being spiritually abused when I would say, no, I don't want to do this. I was self-righteous and prideful, and it suppressed my voice so much. And so to hear their stories and how he did the same thing to them, it really sheds light and helps us to support each other.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just kind of, we just feel like there's no justice, and we're trying to, you know, support and trust God. But I just feel really angry that, like, something else should happen. And
yeah, are you seeing a counselor, though? Are you seeing someone, Renee?
Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am right now. Okay. I actually meet with her today. So.
Okay. All right, yeah. Jill, any
because
thoughts
that,
on
that's going to be the best way to process it. And, you know, good for you, Renee, for trying to do something about it. And this is why, you know, victims often, you know, don't want to speak up, because they aren't often believed. But good for you for persevering because, you know, of your conviction about this. I'm wondering, what about a good Christian attorney?
You know, and I've done that as well.
Okay.
So I've located some attorneys, and I've shared the situation. They said, without hands down, that I have, that there is a case.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue I'm running into is that no one's willing to take it on, because with this type of with this case, the only compensation is a financial. It's a civil case,
mm-hmm.
and so they would have to know if the church had insurance, if the pastor had insurance, because that's what it would come out of, or something.
Yeah, but,
and I don't think they really did. It was a small, it was a known church internationally, but a very small, like, local church.
But see, if the six of you went to an attorney,
mm-hmm.
All you have to do sometimes is just file that, and
right.
then it becomes public record. And
mm-hmm. at least you've started a paper trail.
Yeah, and you don't really have to follow through. You know,
mm-hmm.
you just say, well, let's file it, and you get all six of you to be the complainants and file it, then it becomes public record, and that may, you know, that may give you some empowerment in terms of getting some attention from the leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need an attorney to file the complaint?
No, you do.
I'd have an attorney do it.
I need to have somebody to take it on.
Well, if you got the six of you together, you might find an attorney. Well, you'd have to pay him to do it, but it'd be yep. minimal, and then it's served to the leadership of the church, and then tell them, you know, we don't want to go beyond that. And what would that cost?
And at some point, you have to move into the forgiveness phase.
Yeah.
You have to go there, as painful as that is.
For your sake, yes.
Yeah. I'll send you a Dave's book, Forgiving the Unforgivable, and hope that that could help you on that path where we just allow God to to have the opportunity for vengeance, we don't take it. We'll be back.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, everybody. Max Licato here. As a pastor, I've seen how important it is for people to come and get good Christian counsel. People make decisions that turn out to be the wrong decision. I heard Steve Arterburn say on New Life not too long ago that the same thinking that got you into your mess isn't going to get you out of it. If you find yourself in a spot and you don't know what the next right thing to do is, then won't you call the good people at New Life? They have a network of Christian counselors around the country that's more than 850 strong. Call today 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. And tell them you need to find someone to help you. They're likely to have a counselor in your area to help you with whatever you're struggling with. It will be good, godly counsel. Call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
Hey, we are back. Steve Arterburn here. I want to remind everybody that we've got some great things coming up, and one of those is the Lose It for Life program in November, November 3 through the 6th. And you might say, well, can I afford it? And I just wonder if you can afford not to. When you compare the price of surgery and all sorts of other stuff that you could get involved with, I have to tell you, it is priceless what could take place at Lose It for Life this year. Yesterday, we heard somebody call and say they had lost 140 pounds since last January.
Wow.
Going to Lose It for Life. So please, please pray about this. Ask God, is this where I need to be? I hope it is, because it's going to be a great time. You can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to Scott from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, listening on Sirius Satellite Radio. Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm hurting.
Oh, what's going on?
Well, I found out a couple weeks ago that for the second time in 16 years, my wife is having an affair.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, that's too bad. Mm. I'm so sorry.
And my heart's broke because I thought we'd put all this behind us. And I'm just so full of anxiety right now. My head will not shut off. I can't sleep. I drive a truck for a living. The doctor gave me some pills, but I can't take them because I drive a truck. And
did he give you something to sleep at night, though?
Well, he gave me something for the anxiety, yes.
Okay.
Well, how could we help you?
Well, I just don't know what, you know, I've given it to God, and I know that I'm a Christian man. I know that there's been things that I'm going to be punished for, but I know he's a true and just God, and I have been forgiven. But she keeps putting the blame back on me that you know, I'm hard to live with, and, you know, I always gripe and complain about everything. Well, the last 3 years, I have been sick. And come to find out, it was Lyme's disease.
Oh.
And anyway, I am also type 2 diabetic. Well, that Lyme disease and the type 2 diabetics was fighting against each other.
Hmm.
And I have not been myself in the last 3 years. I know that I have been a different person. I know that.
Okay, well, let's look at what is possible to try to get you guys back together and reconnected. Is it an option that you would go to some marriage counseling together?
I talked to a man at church, our local church, the other day, that's what him and his wife do. They counsel marriage couples.
Okay.
And I'm going to, whether she will or not, I'm going to. She said she would.
Okay.
But
good.
I don't know if she will or not.
That would be one thing to do, as tough as that is. And another thing to do is to try to help her see that you understand how difficult it's been to live with you over the past 3 years. I'm not saying that that gives her any right to do what
she did. It absolutely doesn't.
But if you want to save this marriage and get the two of you back on the same page and connected, you know, she needs to know that you hear her and you understand her. Does she feel bad about the affair?
It doesn't appear that way, no. Mm.
Did she admit it or did you find out?
She left her Facebook page open and I read some of the most vile, disgusting and pictures and...
Mm. Oh, Scott.
So you know too much. That's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get over.
Yeah, it sure is.
But she knows you know.
Yeah, but you know what? I know that I've been a child of God for a long time. I know that I haven't done things according to His will and done things right. But I made a commitment a week ago that from now on, whatever happens in this, I am not going to stray. Whatever the consequences are of this marriage, I am His child, and where He leads, I will follow.
Okay, now you talk. Mm-hmm. You continue to mention that you know you haven't done everything right. Are you referring to something like, did you have an affair or something like that earlier in the marriage?
No, I haven't had an affair.
Okay.
We got in trouble about 11 years ago. We'd done something very stupid and got in trouble for it, and I tried to take all the blame for it so she wouldn't get in trouble. And while I was in jail, she had an affair with a guy, and they got in trouble for the same thing, and I'm talking about drugs.
Uh-huh, okay.
And she got in trouble and passed or flunked her probation, so they sent her to jail and gave her a felony.
Are you working a recovery program?
No, sir. I've been straight for 12 years.
Okay.
The 11 months that I had to do in jail, I give that to God, and God took that problem away from me. I do not have that problem.
Okay. Well, it's going to be important that you get support no matter what mm-hmm. happens here. You know, as a man, and you're a trucker, right, Scott?
Yes.
Well, as a man who can disconnect from almost everything for a considerable amount of time, you need to find the support and the connection with other men, whether this marriage ever works.
I've got that. I've got a good brother. I've got a couple of good brothers in Christ, and we talk two or three times a day, and they know my heart. They know me.
Good.
That's good. And you're doing the right thing.
Good. Good.
The other morning, I was feeling so bad. I hadn't slept in 2 days. The phone rang. I looked at it, and it was her mom and dad. I picked it up, and it was her mom on the phone. And she says, "Scott, I love you."
Wow.
That's great. That is great. That is great.
Hey, Scott, let me say one thing to you, that no matter how your wife blames you for this, it's not an excuse.
No, I understand.
Okay, you understand that. Mm-hmm. That's her way to avoid responsibility, and you're not. You know, that's something she has to come to terms with before there can be healing in your relationship.
I can forgive, but the trust. You know, I don't know if I can trust her again.
No,
you don't. Scott, you don't have to decide that right now.
That's up to her whether you can trust her again.
That comes over time. But Scott, to, you know, even though this has happened again and it is so devastating to you, it says that there are things in both of your lives that have not been tended to. So I like the fact that you said you're going to go meet with this couple, whether she goes or not.
Yeah. Good.
So getting in some ongoing help and seeing this affair as a symptom of a bigger problem for the two of you.
Yeah. All
putting
right.
It in that perspective may help.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Scott. I'm glad that you called us. Let me send you Walking Into Walls. I hope that that will help you. And God bless you there, buddy. I know this is tough. Let's go to Denise from Washington, D.C. WRBS is the station. Hi, Denise.
Hello.
Hi. What's going on?
How are you? Well, it's kind of confusing, but I have a relationship question with a guy I've been dating for the past four or five months.
Okay.
And I'm getting a lot of mixed messages, and it's been really confusing in the past month. And I'm really dealing with a lot of anxiety behind it. And
so what did he do? What did this guy do?
Oh, well, when we first started dating and everything was great. We had a really great courtship. He met everybody in my family. They loved him. From what I hear from my family, he, you know, seemed to come in with, they liked him, you know. He came in with positive attitude of what he wanted. He even told me, you know, he felt like I was his wife. In the recent months, he came back and told me that there was a proposition on the table for him to take over some property because he had not divorced his wife in 4 years, and the father-in-law wants to leave him this property. And so within that month, he's totally cut off the relationship with me. He, you know, doesn't talk. He doesn't, you know, he still sends mixed messages, but he's much more just isolated everything and pretty much kind of asked me to move on.
Had he told you early on that he was still married?
He did, but he also said he was in the process of getting a divorce, and it had been 4 years for them.
And how quickly did the relationship become physical?
Not quick at all. I mean, well, I don't know what is quick.
Well, is it physical?
It was, but it was maybe once or twice. It wasn't based on that. It was based on, there was a couple times, but it was based on we spent a lot of time together just talking.
Yeah. All right, hold on. We'll help you after this.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We are back. We're talking with Denise. Denise, I was thinking there at the break, and I want to hear from Dave and Jill, but you're getting missed messages from this guy, right?
Yes.
But I don't think you're getting mixed messages from God, and from us, I don't think you're going to get any mixed messages. This is a guy that has proven that he is untrustworthy. He has proven that he's not dependable. And I think you ought to do what you sense he's asking you to do, and that is to move on with your life. And, you know, he's still married. Who knows what might happen there? They're just inconsistencies, Denise, that if you pursue this relationship, I think you're going to pay for that down the road as well as right now. Jill, Dave, what do you think?
Well, you know, when you go 4 years and the guy's getting a divorce, I think you're being set up. And then the father-in-law comes in and woos him back by the promise of some property. That says to you, this guy is
not available.
He's not available. He hasn't left the old relationship. And I wouldn't waste another minute with him. I don't think it's mixed messages. I think it's pretty clear.
Yeah.
Denise, based on that fact alone that he's still married, it isn't an option for you. But I would venture to say that probably after you guys got physical, that's when the relationship started to wane.
Yeah.
And so Denise, for you, it's just dealing with your hurt. This guy.
Yeah.
You wanted it to work.
So you have to go. You have to grieve the loss and
that.
Move on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Walking into walls, coming your way. Let me talk to Pauline from Gaithersburg, Maryland. FamilyNet is where she watches the program. Hello, Pauline.
Hello.
How could we help you? We don't have a lot of time today, but I wanted to get to your call.
Oh, I thank you very much. I was calling to find out. I have a brother who lives with me who has an addiction issue with alcohol and marijuana.
Uh-huh.
And my place that I moved into October of last year, and I really didn't get a chance to get the feel for a new home, first-time home buyer, et cetera, before he moved in. And it's just been dealing with one thing after another, and I even had him sign an agreement. He's never kept stuck to anything in the agreement. And, I mean, I'm sorry, has no value of anything anymore.
Okay. So what are your options there, Pauline? You could continue for him to stay with you, and you tolerate it. If that's not the option you want to take, what's the other option?
Well, I actually typed up a notice, a 30-day invitation to leave.
Okay.
And even put in there a treatment program he could go to.
Good.
That wouldn't cost him anything with, you know, because he has no health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And said all you have to do is call. So let me know what you decide. And
okay.
The response was, can I talk to you tomorrow when you get home from work? And so it's just...
Okay. So in 30 days, when he's still there and not moving, are you willing to have some guys come in, take all of his stuff, put it outside on the porch, change the locks, and have some guys there for when you think he comes back to prevent him from trying to break in? Are you willing to go that far with him?
See, that's what I'm not sure.
Well, then, mm-hmm. you know, you need to deal with that, because that may be the extreme you have to go to when the 30 days is over.
And even 30 days was rather generous.
Very generous.
With all that you've been through.
Yeah.
It seems to me, Pauline, it's either...
3 days would have been good.
Yeah, you either go into treatment or you move out.
Okay.
Those are his options.
And you don't
There's
tell
nothing
him,
to discuss.
You don't tell him you're going to move him out.
No.
Because then who knows what that might cause. But you just you just do it. You mm-hmm. have to develop a plan to move him out after 30 days.
And you got to get some good support for that, and some right. guys who are going to stand by you.
Right.
Pauline, it's wonderful to help out our family members. But when you see that your helping isn't helping, that's when it's actually hurting him.
Yeah.
So now you have to really help him by setting a firm, fixed boundary. Because as long, when he says, well, can I talk to you after work tomorrow? Can I talk to you so that I can manipulate
right.
you into changing your
the
mind?
The answer to that would be no, you can't talk
There's
to me tomorrow.
There's nothing to talk about anymore.
I've written this because I'm finished talking.
There's no excuse that makes it okay for his using.
Yeah.
And Pauline, you might need to go to an Al-Anon meeting mm-hmm. and a couple of them, you know, maybe 8 or 10 of them between now and the end of the 30 days, just to get some support so you understand what Jill was just saying to you, that you're not helping him by helping him. You're really enabling him mm-hmm. to stay addicted. And mm-hmm. that would be important for you to get that kind of information.
We talk about it here often, that the harming him is one thing. Hurting him is another. And not all hurt is harmful. He needs to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
To keep him from hurting is what's harmful.
Okay. The other issue that I'm going to run into is I don't have the support to get the stuff moved out mm-hmm. and the locks changed.
Well, you need to work on that.
Well, he yeah. right, and he needs to know that you're serious, that there's no wiggle room.
Yeah.
That's part of it, too. He doesn't believe you when you say things.
And if you don't have that kind of support, then you need to find a church. You need to be in a small group where you can call upon that small group when you need some help. I mean, that's what the church really is all about. And so many people will just attend a church and think they're involved, but that's not it. You need to be involved, and it's for moments like this that that involvement really comes in handy when you've got people connected to you. Well, we're going to be in the studio for another couple hours, and the next hour we're going to be doing a program on forgiveness. If you've got a call us in the next hour at 1-800-229-3000. I mentioned earlier Lose It for Life coming up November 3rd through the 6th. And if you've struggled in all sorts of different ways, maybe you've had the surgery and gained it back, and maybe you've tried every diet possible, this is a place where we deal with those things underneath the eating. And it is amazing. Somebody can have an eating problem for 20 years and not understand there's something down there that's causing this to happen. We have plenty of materials for small groups, and I'm going to ask you to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask for Ryan, and he can help you set up and get connected with a small group in your church. It really is a great program. Ryan is the guy to talk with. And then just to remind you that on Friday, we have a Focus Friday program on blended families, and if you know somebody struggling in that area, you might have them listen or watch on that day. We have a Club New Life, and the benefits of Club New Life are, well, first of all, we send you a Life Recovery Bible when you join. You get resources every other month that we send to you. We send you a monthly CD or a download that's just for Club New Life members, and there are ministry updates, there are calls from our program, a teaching from someone on the team here. We have events for you. There's an online community, all sorts of benefits to being part of Club New Life. But what we think is the greatest benefit is that we get to continue to minister to people struggling with real issues and not knowing where to turn. They can turn to us. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And finally, this weekend in San Jose, Women in the Battle. If someone in your life is struggling with sexual addiction or sexual purity and you're a woman, this is the place for you to be this weekend. It could change everything for you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, Women in the Battle. It's this weekend. It's not too late to sign up. Call us. If you can't afford it, maybe there's a scholarship. I don't know. Women in the Battle, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Or to help us, it's the same number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll see you here tomorrow. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Jill. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program,
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.